Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. It's time for another bathroom break with Jay Schwedelson. That's me and Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials. And before we get into the topic of the day, which I think is going to be super useful, Daniel, I have the most random question ever for you. Did you ever like collect anything as a child or whatever? I know you grew up in South Africa. I don't know if you collected like rocks or something. Did you ever like have baseball cards or something?
I actually had a lot of collections. So I had baseball cards. I had Pokemon cards. That's awesome. Beanie Babies.
Wow.
Beanie Babies were the thing. And the most annoying thing about this is my mom threw all that stuff away when I went to college. And I'm still so annoyed because that's worth so much. I probably had some valuable things in those collections because I used to love going to the store and opening that fresh pack of cards. Or
I really think that I need to make fun of you about the Beanie Babies thing. I mean, sports cards, great. Pokemon cards, mildly random. But Beanie Babies is like, you need to be judged in a very bad way for collecting. Like, what does that mean? Would you go on eBay and like, you'd buy a stuffed animal?
When you're like 7 years old, you just get little stuffed toys and they had cute little names with birthdays. And, but I also liked this is a random tangent, but also I love when the Snapple had the fun facts and.
Those are cool. I liked when Coca-Cola also would have your name on it, although it never said Jay. I bet you there's like a Daniel Coca-Cola bottle somewhere.
Oh, no, I did. My cousin once sent me, and I'll share this picture. It had, in a store, it had Daniel on one Coca and Murray on another Coca-Cola together. The chances of that? Very
low. That's huge. All right, well, we've really covered a lot already, but we're going to jump into this. This is super tactical, and this was something I stole from Daniel's newsletters. Really, I stole from Ari, his wife's newsletter, Go to Millions, which is awesome if you don't subscribe to it. And that is this idea of, and it works so well, telling people how much time they're about to invest in a piece of content. So there would be an email that Ari would send out, and in the subject line of the email, after the topic was discussed, it would put in brackets, 3-minute read. It would say 3-min read. And it would let me know, the recipient, that, hey, if I open this thing up, it's not going to take a lot of my time. And I've been testing that a lot and it crushes it. So, Daniel, what's this tactic all about?
I mean, it's exactly how you described it. It gets people expectation up front. And also, it's better to be more specific with that number. So 4-minute, 3-minute, 6-minute read, because people believe specifics. Even if it isn't a 3-minute read, it's probably a 3-minute read or 4-minute read. So it just sets expectation in front and people love expectation in front. And I have too tested it and it probably boosts my sends like 15 to 20%. For open rate when I do that. So I go from a 51% open rate to like a 54% open rate just by adding that in the pre-header.
You flexing your open rate right there with your over 50% open rate. Look at that. He just subtly drops, 50 to 54. Like everybody has that.
But you know why I have that is I cut my list.
So wait, let's talk about that. Let's go into that tangent for a second. What do you mean you cut your list?
People who are not active within the last 90 days, I will send them a win back flow, 3 emails. If they don't do that, they're off the list. I really want to keep people who are invested in the newsletter. Also, it helps be in the inbox when you have a newsletter that has a high open rate and click through rate. So I try to remove all the people who are not interested, not in my ICP, ideal customer profile for people who don't know ICP, but I try to get the most valuable readers there. And then you actually know who the valuable readers are because they're they're in your list. So every month we cut people off our list.
Okay. So people listening right now are like, well, that's great that you're cutting them off. But one of my metrics that I'm being held accountable for is to grow our newsletter file or to grow our database. And if I cut people off the way that you do, I'm going to be seen as failing. What do you say to somebody who has, you know, this KPI, this, you know, key performance indicator about their job role in terms of that kind of garbage growth metric as part of what they're being held accountable for?
I would say that you still can have that growth metric because it's net new people added to the list. This should be your growth metric thing. So we're still growing the newsletter even though we're cutting people. So if you can stay above the positive of people subscribing, you're doing a great job. That you want to see that growth is higher than churn, and is a great way to keep your newsletter really fresh. If you start dipping in between into your newsletter stuff, your newsletter. So that's one thing I would say. Second of all, like, I would go flip the script and talk to your leadership and say, hey, this is how much of my customers are opening this email, and this is how much I'm growing of those customers opening emails and clicking emails and engaging of emails. So that should really be the important metric, is how many net new people add to the list that are cut and are engaging, and how are you retaining those people over time? Because we noticed with our newsletter is if you keep someone on your newsletter for over 6 months, they become like really loyal lifetime members of that newsletter and will do other stuff with you, like attend your events and ultimately maybe buy from you. So if you can keep people for through 6 to 9 months, that should be more of a metric you're looking at than growth. I know some people are going to still have that growth metric, which is just, it's arbitrary, because if people aren't opening, if you look at your numbers going up and your open rate going down, it's not a good sign as well. So
yeah, I think that there's all these metrics that are kind of like vanity metrics that just take people down a rabbit hole and waste their time, energy, and money. And one of those is just the size of your database. If your company has an ego about the size of their database, you're on a loser path, because that's irrelevant.
Also, it's not like I'm cutting them from I'm not removing them from the database, but I still could remarket to those people on paid social, on other platforms. I just don't keep them in the list because they're not interested, they're not engaging, there's no point of keeping them in the list. But you could still use those people. So I'm not removing them from my database, but it's no point of keeping people who are not doing anything with your list. So it's that's a misconception. Unless they tell me that they want to be out of the list, then I'm deleting them off my database, but I'm not deleting them from the database. I'm just deleting them from receiving a newsletter.
Yeah. And before we wrap up, I just want to take back to the original tactic of different areas that you could use it in. This idea of putting in like 3 min read, literally the number 3 and then MIN read, you could put that at the end of your subject line. You absolutely should test putting this in your pre-header, which is that gray text under your subject line, letting people know, hey, 3 min read. So when they open it up, they'll know how long it is. And then if you have blocks of text, and this is for business or consumer marketers, you have blocks of text and you're trying to get people to click through and then go to a page to read further, whatever it is, it could be a blog or whatever, you put the 3 lines of text leading into that topic. And then at the end of that 3 lines of text, you put 3 min read within your newsletter, letting them know if they click through how long it's going to be once they get there to read it. These are 3 great tactics that really ramp up engagement in a big, big way.
I add one more. Add it to your landing page if you're trying to capture someone for a newsletter or on that blog post that you're doing already. Like if you say this is 5 minutes to get the best tips for email marketing, you're like, it'll only take you 5 minutes to get smarter at email marketing today. People are willing to invest 5 minutes to get better at email marketing every day. So add it to those landing page too. The conversion will skyrocket on landing pages if you add that to a landing page.
All right. So before we wrap up, are you collecting anything weird now?
No, I'll tell you, I'm decluttering because I do something. But Ari is a very... doesn't like hoarding stuff, like is not sentimental with items. She gets rid of things easily. But I have been doing this since we have been dating, is every time we go to a hotel, I keep the hotel, the card, because I want to like make a piece of art of all like the hotels we stayed at. And what do you collect? You haven't told me anything you collect. Hair products?
Yeah, hair products. First of all, the reason you want to keep those hotel cards is not because of some sort of weird art project. That is the strangest art project I've ever heard of. But you're not supposed to just throw those things out, because they have like all of your data is on your hotel card. And so the thing is, you can't just throw them out. You have to like really chop them up and get rid of them or whatever, because there are scanners that can like pull your contact info or something off of that. I read that somewhere. I don't know if that's true, but
that's scary. Well, I've been doing the secret way of doing that, but I keep every hotel card key, because I just want to like, that's something we like to do. So just,
I steal pens at every hotel I go to.
Oh, I used to do that too. Only if it's a good pen, I'll steal it.
Oh no. Pens, pencils. I don't take like pillows or towels. I'm not a super weirdo.
Yeah. You take you walk out with the robe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in the robe. All right. Well, we've definitely covered a lot today. I have no idea what we talked about, but follow the Marketing Millennials podcast and leave it a review. Do it a solid. Leave Daniel a review. Tell him how awesome he is. And if you're really bored, you can check out Do This, Not That. And we'll see you at the next one, right?
Yeah. See ya.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.